Well, one day I was giving a retreat in France, and before the retreat, I asked Jesus to arrange that no one of these participants would be ever lost, but on the contrary, that during the retreat, they would all go back to him in repentance, in confession, in reconciliation, so that they may live in the state of grace forever. And sure enough, at the end of my retreat, one lady came up to me and said, "Sister, well, everything you said was perfect, was okay, but you know, as far as I am concerned, I have gone too far in evil. I'm a terrible sinner. I've done sin that are so terrible that you wouldn't even believe me. And because of this, I know I am damned. I know that there is no reconciliation possible for me anymore. I can't even go to confession. I just can't. I am suffering hell in my heart, and I know when I die that hell will continue." I said, "But no, I tried hard, you know, to convince her that there is always a way out of sin for reconciliation with God, but she would not listen. She was kind of locked up into her problem." And I said to Jesus, "Jesus, look, that cannot be. Remember the deal we made at the beginning of the retreat. What can I do now? What can I tell her?" And for days and days, I would pray for that lady. And one day before the Blessed Sacrament, I received his answer. And this answer is this tape: how Jesus showed to me very, very clearly how himself in the past, he did everything with Judas to try hard to bring him back to him, to his heart, and to the communion of his love. And he pointed out in the gospel all the passages in my mind, in my spirit, when he did that to Judas, how great his love was for Judas, and how till the last moment he tried hard. He offered to Judas the possibility to return to him. And you know what a grace it is for me to proclaim the mercy of God today through this talk. You know, when spreading the gospel, we often speak of realities such as suffering, weaknesses, illnesses, and physical or mental handicaps, and that disastrous effect that our culture of death has on our generation, especially on the young people. But there is one topic that is hardly mentioned because we like to blind ourselves to it, and that is precisely the loss of communion with God. And this is the greatest calamity, the greatest catastrophe that we can imagine. How much I wish that my words today could reach all those among you, and there are many I know, I've heard that so many times, who say to themselves, "I can't reach God anymore. Once I knew him, but afterwards I abandoned him. And now it's too late. It's too late. I've been too far in evil. And there is a wall between God and myself. I just can't find my way back to the Lord. It's too late for me. I'm lost. I'm lost." That's a profound tragedy, you know. You know, the greatest suffering that we can have on earth, the deepest distress we can experience, is when we feel that our souls are cut off from God. And this is why I would like so badly to make heard the cries of my brothers and sisters. I mean, those who have despaired of finding a way back to God. Yes, I would like to make heard their voices on the rooftops. Those who feel alone in the dark night and who think there will be no dawn. You know, one day I met a man. For years, that man has not been able to reach out to God, even though he had been called and he had known the Lord. And he said to me very simply,
"The way things are right now, I can't reach out to God. I feel cut off. I wish I had brothers who would be willing to come down into my hell. That's what the church would be for me."
I was shocked to hear those words, you know. This is specifically the church of ultimate love. the spouse that follows the Lamb wherever he goes, even into the depth of agony known to the human heart and so many human hearts today. Once I was traveling to Rome by train, and I found myself alone in a compartment with an Italian guy who was about 50 years old, and we began to chat. First, he did a little showing off, you know, like a good Italian that he was. But as we talked, our conversation grew deeper, and I saw his expression change. And he actually began to tell me the story of his life. He had been a servant of God during his youth, but now he was all spoiled by a classic story of adultery. And since then, he had never returned to the Lord, and he had not been to confession for 20 years. And when this romantic interlude soured, he sank deeper into darkness, into heavy sin. And towards the end of our conversation, he admitted to me, "You know, sister, I've never told this to anyone before, but I'm hunted by all this. I'm afraid of dying. I'm afraid of getting sick. I'm afraid of the future. I'm afraid. You know, before I had inner peace, I lived in the light of my God, but now I just can't pull myself out of it. I can't approach God. I'm so afraid. I'm so afraid."